It can't happen by just forced effort. You, my friends, are deeply loved by God. This conversation in Mark chapter 12 takes place in the temple. This is where the burnt offerings and sacrifices were given by the people. They were never given out of love. They were given out of fear and pride and duty just to get it done. In fact, this lawyer had probably been there year after year just doing it to get by. Jesus, we think, with the background of this text also, the day before had cleansed the temple. Right here, he had cleansed it and showed that he was going to give a new way, a new motivation for doing things in life. And then we know what he showed us when Jesus went to the cross and died for our sins and opened up eternal life for us. And his act was not out of pride or fear or going through the motions. It was done out of love. How can we say that? Because he didn't get anything by going to the cross. He got absolutely nothing. And you get everything. Eternal life, forgiveness, mercy, and grace. The only explanation for why he did that was because he loves you. And that's the only way we can fulfill this command of Jesus' teaching in Mark 12, to know deep down within us that we are deeply loved by God. Then we can give our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength. Today is New Member Sunday here at Peace Lutheran Church. What a great day it is. Transition to this. How can we make this practical in our living together as brothers and sisters in Christ? As we welcome in new members, what a joy it is to have new members come in to extend our family and to extend our reach into the community, extend our reach with one another as well. We share with our hands and our voices and our walk together in the good things that we do in this congregation. But I want to pause for a moment and let us all think about the motivations for why we do what we do at this church, or really for anything in the community for that matter. We do a lot of things. We decorate, we share messages, we do good with our community partners. We support them. We bless our partners with space. We do all sorts, and we care for one another. There's so many things that we do, but what are our motivations for doing what we do? Let it not be fear. That shouldn't be our motivation. In other words, if I don't do more, Pastor Lucky's going to call me. Oh, he's going to sick the elders on me. I better watch out. That's not the motivation. We're not checking our members for what they do. Let the motivation not be pride for what you do. In other words, boy, that person did it back in 2018. Man, I can do it a lot better in 2019. Or I got to prove myself to everyone in the church, so I'm going to step up and do something. Let it not be pride. Let it not be duty. Just going through the motions or saying things like this, boy, you know what? I'll just do it because no one else will sign up. Now, sometimes we have to do that at our church. I get that. Sometimes I do that too. But let's think about our motivations for why we do what we do. Let's let our motivation be love. That we've been deeply loved. And you are. There is no organization in the entire world that has that as the foundation. And you know, some powerful things can happen when people realize they're deeply, deeply loved by God. We don't have to take credit. It's a team thing. We're all in it together. We don't have to worry about making mistakes. We're secure. We're a family. Mistakes happen. Not a big deal, actually. We don't have to give bare minimum effort. We don't have to think about, boy, what's the bare minimum I can do so that I can, you know what we can do? We can give 100% of our mind, of our body, of our strength, of our soul. Recognize that you are loved, deeply loved by God. And it's true. Do you realize that all the world's problems would be solved if people started actually doing Mark chapter 12? If they actually started loving God and loving others, all the world's problems that we're struggling with would actually go away. Because we would no longer, we'd stop focusing in on ourselves and our needs, and all of a sudden we'd focus on God and his goodness and the needs of our neighbors, and we'd be healthier people as well. But then you might come up and say, well, Pastor, then who's going to take care of me if I'm always taking care of everybody else? I have an answer for that. God will take care of you. And the many other neighbors who step up will step up and take care of you as well. This is God's perfect plan for us. Let us take deeply this thought here of Jesus' command, and may our motivation for everything that we do in this church be love, so that we can give 100% effort, not 10, 100% effort with mind, body, soul, and strength. Amen.